Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Sleepy Plumber's Dream Pipes. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Sleepy Plumber's Dream Pipes. Paulo the plumber was very tired. He had fixed many pipes today. Drip, drop, drip went the faucets. Paulo made them all quiet. Now Paulo sat in his big soft chair. His toolbox sat by his feet. His hard hat rested on the table. Paulo's eyes felt heavy, like warm blankets. He yawned a big yawn. "What a long day," Paulo said softly. His house was quiet and cozy. The walls were painted yellow like sunshine. Pictures of pipes hung on the walls. Paulo loved his pipes. He took care of them every day. Paulo's chair was so comfy. It hugged him like a gentle friend. His feet felt warm in his work boots. Paulo closed his eyes just for a little bit. "Just a tiny rest," he whispered. The room was peaceful and still. Paulo felt safe and happy in his chair. Soon he would take a nice, long sleep. Then something magical began to happen. The pipes in Paulo's house started to hum. Hum, hum, hum went the pipes. They sang a soft song just for Paulo. The pipes sounded like a gentle lullaby. La, 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 hum, hum, hum. Paulo smiled in his chair. The pipes were singing him to sleep. First, the bathroom pipes hummed low and sweet. Then the kitchen pipes joined in. Hum, hum, hum went all the pipes together. The sound was soft like a whisper. It was warm like a hug. Paulo had never heard his pipes sing before. But tonight was special. Tonight was magical. The pipes loved Paulo because he took good care of them. Now they wanted to take care of Paulo. The humming grew softer and softer. It filled the house with peaceful music. Paulo felt his eyes getting heavier. The pipe song was the most beautiful sound he had ever heard. It made him feel sleepy and calm. One by one, the pipes began to glow. First, the bathroom pipes glowed soft blue. Blue like the sky, blue like a calm lake. The blue light was gentle and pretty. Next, the kitchen pipes glowed green. Green like grass in spring, green like leaves on trees. The green light danced on the walls. Then the garden hose pipe glowed golden yellow, yellow like the warm sun, yellow like a happy flower. The golden light sparkled and shone. Paulo opened his sleepy eyes a little bit. "Oh my," he whispered, "my pipes are glowing. The colors were so beautiful. They made rainbows on the ceiling. Red and orange joined the other colors. Purple and pink twinkled too." Paulo's house looked like a magical wonderland. The glowing pipes hummed their lullaby. The colors swayed back and forth like a gentle dance. Paulo felt wonderfully drowsy. The lights were not bright or scary. They were soft and warm like candlelight. Paulo felt himself getting lighter and lighter. He was floating up from his chair. Up, up, up he went, soft as a feather. The glowing pipes welcomed him in. Paulo floated into the blue bathroom pipe. It was like sliding down a gentle slide, but he was going up, not down. The pipe was warm and cozy inside. It glowed with soft blue light all around Paulo. He felt safe and happy floating through the blue pipe. The pipe hummed its sweet lullaby just for him. Paolo drifted slowly, slowly through the glowing tunnel. It felt like floating on a cloud. The blue light wrapped around him like a soft blanket. Paolo wasn't scared at all. He knew his pipes would take good care of him. This was the most wonderful feeling ever. Like flying, but softer. Like swimming, but warmer. Paolo smiled as he floated along. "This is amazing," he whispered. The blue pipe carried him gently forward. Where would it take him? The blue pipe opened up into the most peaceful place Paolo had ever seen. It was a quiet pond surrounded by soft grass. Lily pads floated on the still water. Each lily pad was fast asleep. They had tiny closed eyes and gentle smiles. The water was mirror smooth, not a ripple anywhere. Tall, sleepy trees swayed slowly in the breeze. Their leaves whispered, "Shh, shh, shh." On one big lily pad sat Freddy the Frog. Freddy was very sleepy, too. His eyes were heavy and droopy. "Good evening, Paolo," Freddy yawned. "Welcome to Sleepy Pond." Freddy's voice was soft and calm. "All the lily pads are sleeping now," he said, "and soon I will sleep too." Freddy yawned again. "Would you like to rest here with us?" Paolo felt so peaceful by the quiet pond. The air smelled like flowers. Everything was calm and still. But Paolo shook his head gently. "Thank you, Freddy. I must follow the pipes." Paolo floated into the green kitchen pipe next. It glowed like emerald jewels all around him. The green light was warm and soothing. It felt like floating through a garden. The pipe carried Paolo to a meadow of the softest moss. The moss was like a giant green carpet. It looked so fluffy and comfortable. Tiny fireflies blinked on and off very slowly. Blink, blink, blink. Their light was gentle and dreamy. On a mushroom sat Clara the caterpillar. Clara was getting ready for bed, too. She wore tiny pajamas with stars on them. "Hello, Paolo," Clara said with a sleepy yawn. "Welcome to the dreamy meadow." Clara stretched and yawned again. "See how slowly the fireflies blink? They're getting sleepy just like us." The fireflies blinked even slower now. Blink, blink, blink. "The soft moss makes the perfect bed," Clara whispered. "But you have more pipes to visit, don't you?" Paolo nodded. "Yes, I do. But thank you, Clara. This place is beautiful." "Pleasant dreams," Clara yawned as Paolo floated away. Now Paolo entered the golden yellow pipe. It glowed like warm honey all around him. The golden light made everything look magical. This pipe felt extra special and cozy. It carried Paolo up, up, up into the evening sky. Paolo found himself floating on a cloud made of warm cotton. The cloud was so soft and fluffy. It felt like the comfiest bed ever. Above him, Stella the star was getting ready to sleep. Stella had sleepy eyes and rosy cheeks. She wore a nightcap with a little moon on it. "Good evening, Paolo," Stella said with the biggest yawn. "Welcome to my cloud bed." Stella stretched her starry arms. "I'm so tired from shining all day," she said sleepily. "Soon all the stars will go to sleep." Stella yawned again and again. "This cotton cloud is where I rest each night." The cloud felt wonderful under Paolo. It was warm and soft like a hug. "It's time for me to sleep now," Stella whispered, but you can stay on my cloud as long as you need to." The golden pipe carried Paolo slower and slower. He felt wonderfully sleepy now. His eyes were so heavy, just like at home in his chair. Paolo floated to the softest, fluffiest cloud of all. This cloud was made of the most comfortable cotton ever. It was warm like fresh laundry. It smelled like his cozy house. Paolo sank into the cloud bed. It hugged him gently all around. The pipe's lullaby grew softer and softer. Hum, hum, hum. All his pipe friends whispered together. "Good night, Paolo. Sweet dreams, Paolo." Freddy the Frog, Clara the Caterpillar, and Stella the Star all yawned good night. The glowing pipes grew dimmer and dimmer. Paolo pulled the cloud blanket up to his chin. He felt so safe and loved. "Thank you, pipes," Paolo whispered. "Thank you for the magical dream." Paolo closed his eyes on the softest cloud. The lullaby hummed quietly in his ears. Soon Paolo was fast asleep, dreaming the sweetest dreams. His pipes kept him safe all night long. Tomorrow would bring another wonderful day, but now it was time to sleep.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.